Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I'm going. All right.
California. No.
Wait. That's Katy Perry.
I think it's Basin.
Ooh.
Welcome.
Welcome back. We're back.
Welcome back to Treks and the City.
I don't have anything ready to go for that.
Yeah, I know.
Hello. What?
Welcome back to Treks and the City.
No, I'm not on the right thing. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hey, what's up? It's Alice Wetterlin of Treks in the City here to announce that we are back. And you can go to patreon.com/treksinthecity to subscribe now to get the entirety of these episodes. These are clips from part one and part two of our new show where we cover DS9. And it's available for only $5 a month. You can also subscribe at a higher level to get merchandise, behind the scenes, and exclusive content. And you can even go to patreon.com/AliceWetterlin to subscribe to my podcast and also get a bundled price and get Treks in the City and my podcast for just $9. And it's rumored that our friend Veronica is doing the same, so let's throw it on over to her.
And if you'd like to support Veronica and her endeavors, come on down to the Cherry on Top Patreon. That's patreon.com/cherryland. That's right. I'll post confessions, personal realizations, photos, behind the scenes, and you'll get to support my movie. It's a little crazy, but I mean, you know who I am, so just come on down, bitch. You'll have fun.
So I get it. I don't need to. Honestly, I'm like, it's hilarious to me because it's all depending upon the fact that we're on Earth. But the moment you fly out of Earth, none of the astrology makes sense.
Interesting.
Because you're in a different point, you know.
That is something that actually reminds me of something I wanted to talk about with this episode, but we can get to that.
Yes. Okay.
Flag that for later.
Yes. But this episode is like,
first of all,
Treks in the City.
Zero of all.
We're doing DS9.
Mm-hmm.
From beginning.
To end. That's what we decided. The fans weighed in. People had different ideas of what they wanted us to do.
Everyone kept saying.
Some people said Voyager.
Yeah.
Some people said, somebody even said.
Enterprise? No. I don't know if we got any requests for Enterprise.
Some people said Enterprise. And then some people wanted us to do the movies, which is what we had originally planned to do.
Yeah.
But the pressure to do a DS9, to be honest, was so immense. And when.
And the pleasure. To do DS9.
And the pleasure. The pressure and the pleasure, both.
Engage.
Oh, I meant both.
Engage.
Engage.
You can do engage, engage, engage.
Yeah, they're just like having sex.
Engage.
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 that's cool.
That's definitely them fucking.
They're offbeat, but yeah. I mean, it's their style. That's how they wear.
That's some white nonsense fucking.
engage. I lost my anal virginity while I was gone.
Access denied. Personal logs are restricted.
Hey, that's not what I meant to do.
So this is the Wikipedia. It's not even, this is like very formal.
Yeah.
A new joint Federation Bajoran crew is assigned to a former Cardassian space station, Deep Space Nine.
Checks out.
Benjamin Sisko, the new station commander, is declared the emissary by a Bajoran priest. And discovers a stable wormhole connecting to Bajor to the Gamma Quadrant on the other side of the galaxy. So no biggie. He basically became a historical figure of science. And him and Dax suddenly became the discoveries of the first ever stable wormhole in all of humanity.
Which we'll talk about whether that was a good choice or not.
In no time.
All right. So let's start this. We just want to read you the beginning, because there's like the beginning of the episode starts off with some Star Wars text, like floating through space. And we could describe what it says.
Hello.
Just read it. So here's that.
On Stardate 43997, Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Federation Starship Enterprise was kidnapped for 6 days by an invading force known as the Borg. Surgically altered, he was forced to lead an assault on Starfleet at Wolf 359.
Resistance is futile.
And then we see...
You will disarm your weapons.
We see sexy,
and escort us
hot
to Sector 001.
Borg Picard.
Goth Picard.
If you attempt to intervene...
Which...
We will destroy you.
Obviously, so
Cisco's eye twitch. So,
Cisco's eye twitch.
That's really good acting, actually. That eye twitch.
Okay, so now we should probably get into it. What we think about Cisco, right? Because
straight up,
I mean,
start immediately.
We can't avoid this. This has to be addressed.
Okay,
but I will say before we do that,
okay,
the fucking text flew by. Like, I know. I know in the 90s everybody was like slightly smarter, but
there were no pause buttons back there.
Exactly. The text that tells you what's going on, like, could have gone a little slower. It was like, okay. So
that was my impression also when I watched the episode just now.
I was like, is this fucking speeding?
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty fast. Like, I know we know, but let me know. Let me get into.
I know. But maybe somebody doesn't know.
Most people
but I
didn't.
Definitely know.
Most people were just watching
know.
TV and turned it on like half an hour in or something. Mm-hmm. Most people were like, I don't know, just watching TV the old way.
I like this guy. I'm going to take a picture of him.
I know. Blue head guy.
Blue Man Group over here. Precursor. What do you think of Cisco?
I know that Avery Brooks, right? Mm. Not Brooks. Not
Avery
books.
Brooks.
Not books like books.
I don't actually know.
Yes,
let me
it's
just
Avery.
New.
So
this is your department, knowing things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is.
Department of knowing
Benjamin
things.
Benjamin Cisco. Avery Brooks. So my only doubt was whether there was an R there or not. So Avery Brooks is, to me, probably the weirdest actor in all of Star Trek.
Right.
His acting choices are very particular.
So strange.
And he moves like stiffly in a way that I am not fully confident.
It reminds
he's
me
not
of
a machine.
Diane Kruger in The Bridge. I don't know if you ever saw that. It was like a sort of like immigration cop drama from maybe 7 years ago. And Diane Kruger in The Bridge was like, I guess she played somebody on an autism spectrum. And it was really strange. And it was a performance that did not work.
Oh, really?
To me, that's Cisco. Like, I didn't love him.
I know. It's hard, especially at the beginning and coming from, like, we got Shakespearean-trained Captain Picard.
Super sexy, super smooth going down. It's like having a plate of peanut butter cookies replaced by banana chips. It's sort of like, yeah, but like
a little stale.
Banana. I don't know. That's not a good example at all. Like, I like banana chips a lot. So.
Yeah, they're all sweet and sweet, nice.
And I also don't.
Little snacks.
All sweet, nice, little snacks.
Listen, if in Crafty, I appreciate. If I see both of those.
Ooh, look at her dropping Crafty. So, okay, but I will say, okay, so I didn't love it, especially in the scene where he like met his wife again for the first time.
Yeah, that was really so intense and weird.
I also pulled on the soundboard, like, just because I had to, when I heard him do this. He goes,
Commander, help me!
Help me!
He's like one of the first things that he says on the show, and it's just like the weirdest way of saying it. Commander.
Commander, help me!
Help me! And like, fine. I kind of was like, when I saw that, I was like, okay, he took a turn. But like, yeah, I don't know. He's kind of interesting. And then, yeah, nothing really like, it's hard to describe what is really off or wrong. But I also feel like, hey, if you're going to have Picard, like if you're going to have Patrick Stewart, and then you're going to have to like go after that. Yeah, don't try to pick somebody in that vein. Pick somebody completely out of.
Right.
You know, so I get why they chose him, and I actually think it might be good, but I just like, I don't know.
It's just so funny because it's like, okay, it's the 90s. I don't know. I don't even know exactly what year. Mm. Early 90s. And then it just so happens that, okay, January 3rd, 1993, mm. air date. Mm. So this is pretty early in life in the in the Gregorian times of like medieval times of femininity and race relations and all that. And we have this black captain of this like brand new Star Trek show coming hot from the success of TNG. So it is this like huge opportunity, mm-hmm. but in the good Star Trek fashion, all the actors are a little weird, you yeah. know, like once you do Star Trek, I guess like that's what you do if you're a series regular in Star
right.
Trek show.
It's true because like it, after TNG, they must have thought, well, if this is going to go on forever. It's like it was the game. TNG was like the Game of Thrones of the time.
Yes.
So everybody who signed up for it had to be like, well, I'm now going to do this for the rest of my life.
Right.
I'm not going to do anything else. So like you can't be an established, you know, star with a career ahead of you.
Right.
You have to be like willing to take this chance. And so, yeah, they got who they got. And some people came over from the original. We've got Colm Meaney.
Yes.
Mr. O'Brien here.
Who had like the weirdest, like warmest and coldest goodbye with Picard.
Yeah.
It was like.
Let's just check that out.
It was like as if Picard in this episode, he has like a special appearance. And it feels to me as if he. His show was wrapped, right?
Yeah.
He stayed a little longer just to do this one yeah. maybe episode, or I think this show started parallel to TNG. So it's kind of weirdly like cold.
Yeah.
So what happens in this episode, Alice? Like let's run it from beginning.
Okay. So
to end.
My recap
we're introducing
is,
all the characters.
We're introducing the characters. My recap is Ben Sisko and his son, whose name is
Jake.
Great. Jeremame is not it, but Jake is it, so that's good. Basically, his son, the newly orphaned, not orphaned, because I guess Sisko's still alive. What do you call an orphan, but like a half orphan?
Horphan.
That's like a sexy, whorish, slutty orphan.
Orphan. It's not the right thing to do. None of this is... None of this is correct.
It's not that I think that this. So, this little orphan, Jake, and his dad,
yes,
are stationed on the space station, Deep Space Nine, which is the very very outer kind of fringes of this galaxy where Bajor is situated, and recently the Cardassians have sort of. Declared a truce or a peace accord with the Bajoran and the Federation. So the Bajor are finally free of this Cardassian like overlords, basically.
Yes.
And they are excited to begin their new life as free Bajor, which just means they're going to be hitting each other a lot, I guess, with sticks or whatever the fuck Bajorans do. And then the Federation is like, but we're going to babysit this
They're
situation.
Just like Buddhists. They're just like this like weird cult people.
They're, yeah.
They're like Californians.
They're like yogis.
Yeah, they're yogis.
So,
from Cali.
From Cali.
Not from India.
Not India yogis. Like, definitely like San Diego.
Yeah. I mean, they're legit, but they're from San Diego.
Yeah. Which, you know.
It's okay.
No offense. So there's a...
And if you remember, Ro Laren was Bajoran. So that's, I think like when Ro started, maybe that's when the Bajor got introduced or the Bajorans.
Yeah.
That's the first time I remember that cute nose.
This is such a cute nose. The idea, I think, with Bajor was to have a people who are like super oppressed and have been fighting for their, like sort of like a... The idea of like, what if we create like a Palestine situation within the galaxy? You know, that we've got like these people who have this kind of like protracted relationship with their oppressors from like a historical standpoint, all very bureaucratic, all very dry, to be honest.
Yeah.
And that's the situation that we're picking up on. And then the Federation is there because they were part of course, striking the deal, and they're trying to get Bajor to be part of the Federation. And so Sisko is like stationed on this space station.
Yeah, out he in gets the, assigned
above to... above Bay, which is like posted up above Bajor.
But the first thing they show before Sisko gets like introduced to the space station that's like hovering
is
3 years prior. When Picard was possessed by the Gothmen.
Oh, this is why they had it. Okay, great. Yes, please.
Yes. So they Picard actually this like he was stationed at Wharf. I don't know what where 359. That thing that
was there. Wolf House.
Whatever.
Wolf Hall.
Wolf Hall. 359. Book. And that's where he lost Jennifer, his wife.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's when Jake became a orphan. And they spent 3 years on Earth and like taking a little PTSD break.
You'll remember. I can't see. I always click on the wrong thing here.
Commander,
I gotta hear it one more time.
Help me!
Help me!
Mike Will made it. It's like
Mike Will.
Help me! So nobody would help him though, and he had to leave Jennifer under a pile of sticks. Heavy ones.
Help me.
Oh my god, it sounds like Kanye. Yeah. So so 3 years later, this is the 3 years prior. I did not understand how Picard was part of that, but now it makes sense. And then so they get aboard the space station. Jake's like, I hate this. The food replicators are not good. They don't exist. Actually, says Cole Meany, says O'Brien. He's like, actually, there are no food replicators. I can get you some emergency
rations. That's how I felt when I...
No, thanks.
You know when you first move into a house?
Yeah. Shit. Sorry.
Okay. It happened. What you say was going to happen.
Hello?
Yeah, you got to switch it back.
To... this? Hello. Okay. Got it.
See?
Yeah, I did it.
It's
okay.
Crazy.
It's intense. But it's manageable. That's how it was my anal.
Oh, we never fucking talked about your anal? All right. You're listening to Treks in the City sample episode. And that was a clip from the first part of episode one, which we just released on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/treksinthecity. And coming up, we have a clip of part two of episode one, which will be released next week. So please enjoy these free samples like you're at Trader Joe's and it's a post-pandemic grocery run. But if you like this and you want to hear more, subscribe at patreon.com/treksinthecity. Also check out patreon.com/cherryland and patreon.com/AliceWetterlin for Treks in the City and personal pod bundles that you can get over there. Okay. Love you. I'm like, I always look at my cats and I'm like, oh, to be this horny.
I know, to want something so much. That but doesn't now, happen, I know.
Now we're so old.
I know. My passions are different.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it. My passions are different. So, O'Brien's passions are different because Keiko's gone and he's embarrassed.
Keiko saw the quarters and
she's like, Miles, he's gross.
I know. She was like,
I don't fucking think so.
I'm going to Japan for a while.
Yeah. So, and he said it was because of the quarters, but we all know it's because Keiko don't play that.
So let's talk about, let's see that scene with a prophet.
You see, this is a scene, this is before Dax arrives and we haven't covered Quark yet or Odo, but we wanted to play
or
this.
Or Dax or Bashir.
Yeah.
You think it's inevitable?
And the only one who can prevent it is Opaka.
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 Our spiritual leader. She's known as the Kai. Our religion is the only thing that holds my people together. If she would call for unity, they'd listen. Leaders of all the factions have tried to get to her, but she lives in seclusion, rarely sees anyone.
Kira looks exactly like my therapist. Perfect.
Commander,
yeah, I know.
It is time.
And this guy again, and he's like...
Old Kevin Porter.
Oh, so this... Old Kevin Porter, oh my God.
Yes.
Old Kevin shows up. And then Sisko is like, follows him out like he's possessed. And Kira's like, oh my God.
Kira's tank top is
amazing.
Kira's Lululemon tank top.
I know.
And her are like, are you kidding? And then we show the surface of Bajor, which is actually gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks
I don't
like
know what the problem is.
Ancient Babylonian.
What's the ish here? So they arrive on the
In the temple?
Yeah, I guess the temple. And it's like got a little fountain in the middle.
Oh my god, I'm getting little licks in my leg. It's so nice with that little raspy
little raspy tongue.
I never peed.
And old Kevin is like, this way, sir.
And
here she comes.
Opaca. Opaca in Spanish.
I apologize for the condition in which we greet you.
The Cardassians.
Why did he say
your
that?
Your arrival has been greatly anticipated.
Can I just pause? Why did
everything
he say
is
that?
Messy.
Okay, he just... Oh, he's like, the Cardassians are up your ass. Okay, I get it. And so she touches his ear.
I love immediate physical...
You
yeah,
can't
that's
explode
great.
Your paw, Commander.
And he's smiling, which I don't paw. Like. For some
the
reason.
The Bajoran draws courage.
He's laughing.
From his spiritual
strange.
Life. Our life force. Our paw. Is replenished by the prophets. Breathe.
Kaiopaka, if we could discuss.
Breathe!
Love that. Love that. That's my yoga teacher. It's so yogi.
Breathe!
It's so San Diego yogi.
Ironic.
Breathe, bitch!
Ironic, she says.
One who does not wish to be among us is to be the emissary.
What?
Please come with me.
So they go downstairs.
They go downstairs through.
In,
so that we realize the fountain is a hologram, which honestly
fucking rules. Greatest thing of all.
I have a pool in my house now where I'm just moved.
Really? And you're like, why can't it be a staircase too?
If I jump and it's just concrete because it's a hologram.
Dive right in. So yeah, it should say honestly. There should be a thing here that says no diving, on the side. So they go down into this like cavern and she shows him the orb. The orb is one of the nine orbs that have appeared in the sky.
Looks skies. Like a sand clock, but looks made like of light.
Yeah. A time.
A yo-yo.
Now you said sand clock and I can't think of what the real name is of it.
What is it?
The fucking sand clock.
A sand
watch. I guess it is a sand. Sand watch doesn't help.
It's hilarious. Imagine like a little one on your wrist.
Just. You had to hold like, are we ready? Fuck.
Flipping your wrist.
I don't remember what they're called. But it's the thing in that they get trapped in
Quicksand.
In Aladdin, the little Princess Jasmine gets trapped in one.
The lamp?
Sand. I'm going to Google it.
We're going to Google a regular object. No, an ancient object. Come on.
Not a regular object. An ancient object. Sand.
A board game.
Clock.
Sand clock.
Hourglass.
Fuck me. Right, because it makes
clock.
Hourglass is like very far away. It's still within the two words to describe this object, right?
Yes. But I knew glass further. Had to be part of it.
Right. I am describing the sand makes the time. In Spanish, you describe the sand. But in English, they're
in
like
Spanish,
glass.
This is a sand clock?
Yeah. Reloj de arena. Un reloj de arena.
Well, that sounds way better than sand clock, no offense.
Well, yeah. Yeah, reloj, but we're focusing on the sand.
Yeah.
We're like clock,
but glass?
Sand. And hourglass
pero,
is like...
Pero, uh-huh. Sand, glass is made of sand.
The, oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Melted tiny rocks.
Oh.
Yeah, they use sand to make glass, so...
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So it's sand left and right.
My parents worked in a glass museum for many years.
Oh,
so.
Shit. Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, strange.
I know.
I'm a strange person.
Your mom has like an interesting like artistic life.
Yeah, she's a real pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, your mom.
So
why are you looking at me like that? Look.
He's a hoe for this.
Yeah. So basically Cisco's gotta go on this mission now to find these orbs.
Can I just say
and talk to the prophets?
The orb shows him the day he met his wife,
right.
Jennifer.
Yeah. And it's so
and
awkward.
He's so weird because he shows up at the beach with the lemonades.
Yeah.
And his feet start burning and he's like, ow, ow, ow. And he gets on this towel where this lady with like a 90s swimming suit is sunbathing.
Yeah.
And he, like, remember an important day of your life? You will remember literally everything about it.
Yeah.
So it took him too long to remember. Like, Cisco's memory is...
Yeah, I would say from where he's standing, he would say, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm in the past.
The first time they met?
First time I met my wife.
Yeah.
But he just is like completely like, wait, the sand hurts. And then he goes over and he's like...
Yeah,
jumps on the same thing.
Hey!
Kickstand onto this
woman. It's just
that
this... Jen?
And he's
yes?
Like,
Jennifer?
I'm sorry. Did we meet last night at George's party?
George?
She gave him all
the cue. I love
the
reaction.
She's
George? Like,
like,
he's going to get into the George thing. George, I haven't spoken to him in years.
He's so
Wait,
confused.
How is George?
She's unjustifiably confused. Like, he's confused in the wrong ways.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, he would not be. He'd be like, okay, I've lived this before. But he's, like, somehow weirdly blaming Jennifer for what's
right.
going on.
He's like, why are you confused?
But Jennifer just loves his energy. And that's what's good. They have chemistry up the wazoo for some reason. And...
Oh, Ben Sisko. I just graduated from Starfleet Academy. I'm waiting for my first posting.
Ah, a junior officer.
Yeah.
My mother warned me to watch out for junior officers.
Your mother is going to adore me.
That was a good delivery.
You're awfully sure.
So sometimes he's like, amazing.
It's not every day you meet the girl you're going to marry.
So, like, yeah. I mean, I get it here a little
bit.
Yeah,
he gets more
when
loose,
he gets
he
into
plays
the
game.
Yeah. He does this charming thing, which is nice. But then he's always doing that with everyone, including, like, the Cardassian overlord. I don't know. It's just, like...
He always has a weird smirk. Like, it's weird choices of smirks or something.
Weird choices of smirks. Exactly.
Something like that.
So this blows his mind, obviously.
Of course.
And he, like, can't believe it. So then he's like, okay, so this is real shit. I have to go on this mission because, Opaka explains, like... Unless I get in touch with these prophets and warn them, there's no way that the factions are going to be united and we're going to have peace on this planet. So you got to
right.
do this.
Right.
So, okay. He's like, I'm on board. And that's when Dax and Dr. Bashir arrive.
Get introduced.
And they are, like, adorable.
It's funny because Bashir, Dax says, I'm 28, he's 27. And I'm like, from which point of reference?
Yeah.
Like, what planet? How many?
You and Dr. Bashir go ahead. I'm afraid I have to put Lieutenant Dax to work right away.
Jadzia? Maybe we could get together later for dinner.
She's so close up on his face.
Or drink.
Like,
I'd be delighted.
I really love how, what's her name?
Kira Nerys.
Kira Nerys is, like, standing 2 inches from Dr. Bashir's face when he's doing this. Like, the fuck are you doing?
Bashir has balls because he did that in front of two of his
senior
officers.
I know. What a weird, it's like a lot of balls.
He's a little young for you, isn't he?
He's 27. I'm 28.
328, maybe.
Yeah,
did
like,
you tell
from
him about
which
that
planet?
Slug inside of you?
Yes, already... Benjamin, he knows I'm a Trill. He finds it fascinating. He's never met a joined species before.
I wonder if he'd been as fascinated if you still looked the way you did the last time I saw him.
Perhaps
weirdly
not.
Smirking.
This is going to take some
creepy,
getting
right?
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm still the same old Dax.
He does treat her very, like, asexually, though.
You think? Okay, good.
Because through the show.
I was like, don't. That's weird.
I mean, if you meet someone
I mean, she's
as
like
an old
mega
man,
hot.
I know, but... Also, it's like your old man friend.
Yeah. But like that's what every guy dreams of, right? Getting to fuck their old man friend in the body of a young hottie. Isn't
I mean,
that, isn't
I don't
that,
know.
Leave your comments on the episode about this. Is that what men want? Because as far as I knew, they want a really hot lady with like the mind of a very old man inside.
So they can right? play all their card
yeah,
games.
Yeah, so they can do backgammon or whatever. Yeah, he's got to lick that area. He's got to lick it a lot. So that's how we meet Bashir and Dax. And so Dax and Sisko gets started right away. Right away.
They get talking to the orb, and then Dax gets a orb also flashback to the moment she became Jadzia yeah. Dax.
And it's like, I actually didn't love that they did this. I was like, I kind of liked not seeing the old man.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just alluding to him existing. I didn't need to see a right. literal old man day player be like.
Thank you for listening to Treks in the City. DS9.